The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
You're listening to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the BetDSI.com inside line, he covers the Dodgers for True Blue LA with SB Nation. He's Ryan Walton. What's going on, Ryan? Ryan?
Yeah?
Hey, there he is. What's going on, buddy?
There we go. Hey, what's happening?
So, your Dodgers are going on the road up 3-2. And had a couple of games here. I got to tell you, some of these games, the way that that Council manages his pitching staff is kind of wacky. Is it an issue? Do you think the Dodgers have gotten over this issue of him with these starting pitchers that go an inning or less?
I think the biggest issue is that Dodgers fell into the trap early in the series of getting their guys in a platoon split early in the game and going to the bench within an inning or two because they've pulled the starter out. I think they kind of got away from that the last couple of days. They put Max Muncy and Cody Bellinger in the lineup regardless of the lefty yesterday, which I don't know how much the Dodgers were really prepared for Wade Miley to go out there and with the old okey-doke pitching for the first batter, and he's really going to line up to go in game six. But I think that when you got a guy like Max Muncy, who hit 35 home runs this year, you just got to let him go out there. It doesn't matter who's going to be on the mound. He's one of your better hitters. So the crazy pitching has been really to get the advantage, and mainly because I don't think they really have had a really strong starting pitcher to lean on. So Craig Council has been kind of doing a really good job with mixing and matching his guys in there. But and you'd think that after, you know, 5 games now that bullpen would be kind of running ragged, but I still think that the bullpen's probably in pretty good shape for the Brewers moving forward with the day off today. So it's going to be interesting to see how long of a leash Miley has tomorrow, and what they've got lined up with Josh Hader.
Now, when you know they know that Miley's going to pitch Game Six, he threw one batter and you walked him and he took him out. Now for Game Six, I mean, do you expect Miley to go more than what, three innings? Are they allowed to pitch more than 3 innings?
That's a valid question. I think that he's probably going to have at least the 2 times through the order, unless he gets into some type of a trouble. I don't think that Council is going to sit back and let him give up a run or two. So if he gets into a situation where he's going to have 2-3 guys on, bases loaded maybe in early on, he might decide to pull the trigger then. He's got all those guys rested up, ready to go. So in a game six elimination style, he's going to have to go to Hader maybe for 3 or however he decides to do it, but which might put him back quite a bit for game seven. But if you're Council, you can't really think about game seven at the time. So if Wade Miley gets into any kind of trouble, he's not going to hesitate to go to that bullpen early.
Yep. Clayton Kershaw pitched a terrific game in Game 5 yesterday. Seven innings, one earned run, struck out nine. He was dominant. He was exactly the Clayton Kershaw that people expect to see when he goes out on the mound. But his postseason career is littered with peaks and valleys. He has great games, and then he's got, well, not great games. You know, in game one of the NLCS, he didn't have a great game. He gave up four runs in three innings. Before that, in game two of the NLDS against Atlanta, threw eight shutout innings. What did that game yesterday mean for Kershaw? Or does it not mean anything until he pitches like that consistently in a World Series and brings home a title for L.A.?
Yeah, well, the narrative is definitely not going away until they get that monkey off their back and take care of business in the World Series and finally bring back a championship after 30 long years of not having one. It's going to be there. I mean, half of his starts, he's had 22 starts in the postseason over his career, and 11 of those you could put in the category of really good, really great. I mean, he's got the seven most all-time of starts of at least six innings and one earned or less. But he's got all those starts that he's given up five, six, seven, eight runs. The Cardinals killed him early on in the 2013, 2014. Some of those years he just got beat up on. And a lot of that was where he had to go on 3 days rest a lot. He had problems with bullpen coming in and not doing the job for him. But there's definitely parts where he struggled mightily. And in game one, he had problems putting guys away. There was a lot of soft contact, little bloopers here and there, but which led to a bigger inning, and he just kind of got behind it. Those kind of things will happen, but until he can prove that it's going to be consistent, I don't think the national narrative is going to go away. Everybody in L.A. kind of cringes knowing that, like, he's going to be our best, but then, you know, there's always that thing hanging around, like, is it going to be one of those really great starts, or is it going to be that 50% shot of him going out and giving up five runs? And I mean, three innings was the shortest start of his postseason career in game one. I mean, it just shows you the difference between how good he's been and how bad, because he goes from eight shutout innings to three innings where he gets shelled and comes out in the fourth.
Do you think it has a big impact on the team when he has a game where he struggles, or then he has another game where he's brilliant? Do you think it has a high and low effect on the whole team?
I think in years past it has. I think this year's team is a little bit deeper, especially, you know, if Kirsch doesn't get it done, then they've got Rue that's pitching well. They've got Buehler who's pitching well, even though he didn't necessarily get the job done so far in the postseason. But Rich Hill can definitely go out and give you five solid innings like he did in game four. It's a lot deeper of a team where they've got some guys like, you know, Pedro Baez, for instance, in the bullpen that has struggled in years past of getting big outs in the postseason, or even struggled in the last couple of years in the regular season, and he's been dominant. So they've got some arms in the bullpen that are shutting guys down at the moment and making it a little bit easier on the rest of the team. I think the team's pretty confident in who they've got on the roster, and they've been saying all year that they've got full confidence no matter who goes out there. So in years past, it might have been Kershaw's our guy, and if he's not doing well, then that's two games in the series that might not go your way. But I think the depth that they have on the team has really carried them, and they're confident no matter who's out there.
Do you think, regardless of what happens this year, is Manny Machado definitely back with the Dodgers, or do you think that his staying with the team may or may not be predicated on whether or not they win a title?
Yeah, I don't think that the title has anything to do with Manny Machado coming back or not. There's not going to be any money restrictions on what the Dodgers are going to be doing going forward after this year. I just really don't see the fit. There's obviously, you got a bat like that, you might want to have open up a spot for him, but Seager's supposed to be healthy next year. You've got Turner for two more years on a deal at third, and who knows what's going to happen with Max Muncy coming out of nowhere to hit 35 home runs this year. But this front office has shown the fact that they don't need the big name players on long contracts to stockpile those type of guys. They'll just go out and get a Chris Taylor. They'll go out and find Kike Hernandez who can plug holes during the middle of the year to give you guys rest and come through at the bat for when in special times last year he hit three home runs in that NLCS game to send him to the World Series. It's just guys like that. They don't really need a Manny Machado. They got him this year to plug a hole with Corey Seager out, and they can go out and do that if they see the need next off season or next at the trade deadline next year. I don't really see the reason to sign him to big money, especially with I can't really get behind the attitude he's had over the last couple games, and really there's been some questionable moments. I know he's had some stuff in the past that have kind of followed him. I don't know how that really plays, but I think the fit.
We're talking with Ryan Walton, True Blue LA, covers the Dodgers for SB Nation. Now, you saw the play where he dragged his foot and basically kicked the Brewers first baseman like right in the back of the ankle. Is that something that, you know, teammates and or media and or fans had a strong feeling about one way or the other, or they just not care because they're rooting for the uniform?
There was a lot of strong feelings from the Dodgers side. Not particularly that anybody had voiced in the clubhouse, but, you know, I know that the Oral Hershiser came out pretty strong against it, and a lot of the fan base, you know, it's interesting whenever you hear a player announced in their home stadium and they don't get very big cheers, you know that that's kind of one of those deals where everybody's kind of looking at themselves like, well, you know, I want to cheer this guy, but I didn't really appreciate what he did last night it's not very good sportsmanship, and it's 100% on purpose, and he can say what he wants after the game on it's just baseball and, you know, his leg and blah, blah. It really was a wishy-washy response, and that came right on top of the interview he did where he said he's not Johnny Hustle, and that's something that's been a theme throughout the NLCS of him not running out plays. In the first inning yesterday, I believe, there, or it might have been game four, but there was a first and second situation where he's got a chance to do some damage for his club, and he hit a ball to shortstop, and he didn't run very hard, and you know, he's only a step away from beating it out. So if he beats that play out, it's first and third, and they've still got the middle of the order. And it's things like that that can kind of aggravate your teammates. And even though they're not going to come out and say it, they're in the bunker with you, so to speak, during the playoffs, that can wear on teammates. And I know that didn't sit well with any of them.
Ryan, got about a minute left. How do you see Game 6 breaking down? And, you know, do you see the Dodgers getting a win in Game 6, or do you think the series goes 7 games?
As much as I want to say that it could go either way, I'll give you something more than that. I really think that the Dodgers are going to break through in Game 6 against Wade Miley. They didn't have a good start against him in Game 2, but I think that the momentum has swung really from the extra inning game in Game 4. It's just kind of continued to roll on, and Hyun-Jin Ryu is going to give a really good start, and they've got some arms that are fresh in the bullpen behind him. So especially if the Brewers have to go to the pen early, I like the Dodgers' chances. And either way, I think no matter if it goes 6 or 7, the Dodgers are coming away and going to the World Series.
He's Ryan Walton. He covers the Dodgers for SB Nation's True Blue LA. You can follow them at True Blue LA. Ryan, do you have another Twitter account people can follow you on, or is that the best one?
I'm at Ryan Walton SBN for SB Nation.
You follow Ryan directly at Ryan Walton SBN. Lots of great stuff on the Dodgers. Ryan, appreciate your time, buddy. Might be talking again real soon, about 5 more days.
Yeah, anytime.
Appreciate it, Ryan. Ryan Walton, SB Nation, True Blue LA. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code Nation25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the players in the inside line. BetDSI.com.